Annette Bening, What Trump Has Done is Ghastly, and It's Very Bad for Our Country. By David Ng on December 24, 2020. Hollywood actress Annette Bening took a swipe at President Donald Trump and his supporters in a recent interview, equating the Trump administration with fascism and saying that what the president has done to the Republican Party is ghastly and very bad for the country. In an interview with the far-left The Daily Beast, Annette Bening acknowledged that Trump and Trumpism are going to be very much with us as we move into the future. She also claimed, without citing evidence, that the president has corrupted the GOP. The bend toward fascism around the country and around the world is obvious, and that's what everyone who sees the bigger picture is talking about, the actress said. This country is not unusual in that way. But what's unusual is what's been tolerated and bolstered at this time among the people who support Trump and the Republican Party, and what's happened to the Republican Party is ghastly, and it's very bad for our country. The fact that our Republican Party has become so corrupt and corrupted by him is really disheartening. Bening expressed hope about Joe Biden. I'm still optimistic that the new administration will be able to right a lot of the wrongs. Bening and husband Warren Beatty have at least one tie to the Trump administration. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin was a financier on Beatty's 2016 flop Rules Don't Apply, which co-starred Bening. Mnuchin even has a cameo role in the film, playing a Goldman Sachs executive who tries to do business with Howard Hughes. In her Daily Beast interview, Bening also spoke about her transgender son. My son has taught me a lot about what it means to be a human being and be responsive to your own development and your own notions of self, she said. I think seeing this close-up as well as having friends who are trans, this is a great boon because it emphasizes how important it is that we tolerate and love and understand other people in the way they choose to represent themselves. The Daily Beast also tried to get Bening to comment on Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling, who has publicly advocated for maintaining a distinction between biological women and transgender women. The outlet described Rowling's views as ugly and hateful, despite the author's insistence that she holds no animosity toward transgender people. Bening replied, "Yeah, I don't understand it either. I certainly can't explain it to you. I don't understand it at all." Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.